Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood, and I'm with my favorite colleague, Anika Jameson, J-A-M like in Mary, E-S-O-N like in Nancy. And we're here at my podcast, Tap Into Your Body Confidence, where entrepreneurs unite to showcase their talents. And before we get into our topic, this is number four of our intrinsic image series. And Anika, tell people what you're up to and how they can connect with you. Your turn.
Sure. Thank you, Stephanie, for having with you once again. I am the founder of Your Intrinsic Image, where I guide women who are ready to come out of the shadows with a deep desire to be seen, to reveal their intrinsic image through their inner beauty, power, and presence.
And what would be an address that they can connect with you?
Okay, and if you would like to get in touch with me, my email address is Anika, A-N-I-K-A, at yourintrinsicimage.com. And I am on social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at Your Intrinsic Image.
Beautiful. And you can find me at Body Awe, BODYAWE, like an awesome, AWE.com. And Anika knows that I thoroughly enjoy coaching women entrepreneurs to integrate better business skills and also to enhance their confidence. And I do this with the intrinsic image that principles that Anika has been teaching me, as well as my body knowledge system. And I also do this with my experience owning and creating and managing several profitable businesses. Now, Anika and I were talking earlier about there's something about developing your confidence, developing your own self-growth. And Anika, you take it from here. What does that bring up for you?
I think for me, since we've been on the series talking about intrinsic image and what that means, right? So this is part four of six episodes that we'll be doing. And developing self-confidence, and taking steps to personal growth. I think that is so important because where we are right now, there's so much comparison in the world, right? And there's so much out there where everybody wants to be like everyone else. But I think being self-confident is being confident in who you are, the authenticity of who you are. And the only way you can have a solid foundation in that is through personal growth, right? And that may look different for everyone, right? So for some people, they may need a life coach. Some people, it may be therapy. Some people, they may have to identify with some type of belief system, right? Where they're continued to be encouraged, to be uplifted, be in a safe space where they feel like they are open to be for healing. Right, so they can move on. And so it's finding something that works for you so that you can connect with, so that when you are in the world, right, and dealing with everyday life, everyday circumstances, you're confident in yourself. So even if your situation or your experiences may not look like someone else's, you're okay with that because you understand that part of your self-growth is being on your own journey and being able to be rooted and grounded in that.
Well, you brought up something for me. I have a coach, but I also am in the process of editing a new book that I'm writing, which has brought out a lot of self-development because I'm working with a wonderful gal. She's my editor and part ghostwriter. And I am being true to myself. So, like for instance, this morning, Anika, we had a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
There was one section of the book that she said she didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I was being really truthful to myself. So I got a little, the confidence kind of waited, because here I am portraying myself the way I want to, and she's not getting it. So I went into self-doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But I've come out of it, Anika. You'd be proud, because I want to, the motivation of being true to myself and how do I want to express who I am to the world and be honest to myself is very important to me. So I think you have to get to that spot, because there's going to be naysayers.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you've ever experienced that, right? Come on, give us an example where you pulled through.
Well, I'll give you an example. Even with being a business owner, right? That in itself has allowed me to be more self-confident than ever before, because most people are not willing to take that leap of faith and do that journey. Most people are comfortable with their 9-to-5s and all the wonderful benefits that they get as a result of it. So when you decide that that is no longer serving you and you want to step out and create a business that's serving people, you're going to have naysayers. You're going to have the ones that are saying, hey, why don't you keep that 9-to-5 and just do it as a side hustle? You're going to have those that are saying that just let it be a hobby for you. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about, you know, this thing that you want to do, if it's something that people really need. So there's a lot of negative, and this is not necessarily coming from friends. This is coming from family, right? The people that are supposed to love you and support you and be in the trenches with you. And they're the ones that are being the naysayers. So in that moment, right, do you listen to what someone else is telling you, or are you confident in what you know for yourself, what's in your soul, that thing that you came here to do? And so it's being able to say, okay, this is my vision, this is my mission, and in spite of what everyone else thinks, this is the thing I'm going to do. And allowing that to be your guide. And as you do that, that is going to be part of your personal development, because you're going to learn to rely more on yourself, right? And your own belief system, other than what other people may think about you.
Well, again, I am in total admiration for my editor. I value her opinion. I actually want her to show a different side.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a fine line between acknowledging somebody's opinion,
mm-hmm. Yes,
comparing it with yours, mm-hmm. But in my body, Anika, what she said just didn't feel good. I actually felt a little violated. Mm-hmm. I took it mm-hmm. very personally. Mm-hmm. You would have been proud of me. I was cool with her. I didn't, you know, get emotional.
Right.
But because I do value other people's
mm-hmm.
opinions, especially in my business. I have a team of 4 people. I long for their opinion. But you know what? When you get somebody else's opinion, yours becomes clearer.
Yeah.
You've exactly. had that experience.
Yes, it does. And sometimes you need someone to disagree with you, right, in order for you to realize, oh, this is really what I'm supposed to be doing. Because even though we may value other people's opinion, at the end of the day, it's your business, right? It's your company. And so you have to make the decisions that feels right for you. I was looking on Instagram the other day, someone that I follow, she's an entrepreneur as well. And she did a post saying that she fired her brand manager. And she went into the story, and the reason why she did it, not because she wasn't doing her job, because she wanted her business to go in a different direction, and her brand manager didn't agree with it. And
brand,
she felt,
I thought you said brain.
Oh,
And I'm going, she's going on a totally different level than I expected on
Yes.
this podcast.
Yes.
Her brand, Brand, like in David. Okay.
Yes,
Go
correct.
ahead. I'm
Yeah.
sorry for the interruption.
Right. No, that's fine. And so she let her go because after she had this conversation with her and explained to her why she wanted to go in a different direction, she felt like that's where she was being led, where she needed to pivot. And she was not hearing it. She said to her, it was a bad idea. It's not going to work. You're not going to get any clients. And she fired her. And so she hired someone else that aligned with her vision and the direction she wanted to take her business into. And now she said that's the best thing she's ever done because it allowed
Again,
her business
I'm
to grow
getting
so much.
excited, but again, there's a fine line because we want people to have different opinions than us.
Yes, yes,
Want that.
yes. But there are times that even though they have a different opinion, it's just their
It's
opinion.
just not working.
Yeah, it's not working. And we have to be able to recognize that, right?
And
Thank
that
you
could
for
be
your
hard.
opinion. Yeah,
That could be
it can
very
be.
hard.
It can be. So that's where you go. Thank you for your opinion. I appreciate it. You could even go and sit with what they've told you for a
Oh,
while,
yeah. Well, you have
right?
no choice on that. You're going to be sitting with
Yeah, sit with it. And
it.
then when you come back, if it does not resonate with you, you let them know. Thank you for your opinion, but it doesn't resonate with me and the direction that I want to go in. Right. And that's okay. And we talked about this previously. Like it's okay for others not to see what we see because it's not theirs to see, it's ours.
I
And
know,
when
but
we're
again, it's ours, but I had this longing to help her to understand. And I got doubtful of myself because I had to pull back and say, Stephanie, you should be able to enunciate and clarify for her so she does get it. So that's on me.
No, but maybe she's not supposed to get it.
Well, I wasn't expecting you to say that. What?
Yes, right. So sometimes we want people to get it because it's ours,
But
but maybe they're not supposed to. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing.
maybe I'm not explaining it. It's
No,
all.
no, Stephanie. If you have to do backflips in order for her to,
I'm good at backflips.
you
Don't
know, you
take
gotta
that
jump up and
away.
down and shake your pom-poms, you know, and do a body art dance to be like, look, this is what's happening. I need you to get it. If you have to do all of that, then it's not for her and it's okay. And it doesn't mean she's not good at what she's doing. It's just okay, she doesn't understand it. So that's where you two come together and say, look, okay, this is what I'm doing. I understand you don't get it. I just need for us to agree to move forward, right? And that's
Well,
the most.
I'm too nice for that. So let me tell you where I am in the
Okay.
process. I didn't mention her name in case she's listening.
I don't think so.
She'll know it's her. But she texted me that she's redoing it at her way, and she wants me to compare it to my way. So this, I had to let it she. Let's see. See, now
Okay.
I'm curious. Maybe she is writing it to my advantage.
Okay.
But when I saw that text, there was a little noogie in me, a little feeling of, she's touching my work. What is she doing with my baby? This is my baby. So let's see.
Yeah, let's see. And if she sends something, it's either one or two things gonna happen. Either you're gonna like the rewrite, right? Or you're not gonna like it. And if you don't like it goes back to what I said before, right? It's okay because at the end of the day, it's your vision. And you move forward in the way that you feel is best for you. That's where that self-confidence comes in. Like, you know what? I know without a shadow of a doubt, this is how this needs to be. And I'm going to move forward with it.
But I want to go back to the first point, which I think is very important for our audience to understand, is when you're going, you can't go through the self-development, growth, excuse me, developing yourself, growth, yourself.
Correct.
Coach, therapist, a project, like this is a project for me, and I'm working with other people.
Yes.
And it's all good.
Yes.
And also, as one of my final notes, you got to go to sleep with yourself. Nobody's going to do that with you. You got to be calm and cool. But I love the process, don't you, when you're developing yourself through your business and empowering yourself?
It is. It's all growth. It's all growth.
I know, but those, you've heard of growing pains, right?
Yes, of course, right? And I think we forget about that part. So we hear about the
personal development. No, I don't want to talk about it.
The personal development, it sounds great because it's like, oh,
it
I'm
sounds
gonna be
so
better.
Fancy. Ooh.
Yes, it sounds really fancy.
And
But
we're doing it nonchalantly, yeah.
Correct, right? And
Okay,
so,
explain to me an example of a growing pain.
The growing pains. Well, for the last 3 years, I have had a coach. I've had different coaches, but I've had different coaches for different things in my life. And the person that I was 3 years ago versus the person that I am now is not the same, right? And I have had many lonely moments. I have had many, shed many, many, many tears, right? And through all of it, I'm so grateful that I decided to go through the process because I see the end result of it, right? So no, it's not, and I have people in my life, going back to what I said before, didn't understand what I was dealing with, right? Mm-hmm. Because they were okay with where they are. So if you're one of those people that you're okay with where you are, and someone else in your life is going through the process, it's gonna be like what? I don't get it, like for what? You're fine, right? And so once you do that, you are going to grow out of people. You're going to grow out of things.
You know, that to me is a growing pain.
Yeah.
Because I love all the people that have been in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And the second book that I'm doing, I was going to work with the first ghostwriter. I love her to bits. You know, but it just wasn't.
Yeah. And that's part of it, right? It's just like your children, different, you know, most of them, they may have one BFF, but for the most part, the friends that they had at five is not the friends that they have at 10, right? Or the friends that they had at five may not be the friends that they have at 15, just because they've had this growth process. They have changed, their environments have changed, the people in their lives have changed. And the same thing happened to us as adults, but for some reason we become adults and we get stuck. We're like, okay, I'm done. But no, as long as you live, there is time and there's space for growth, for personal growth. And so once you allow yourself to stay in that space and you understand that it's a process and some people may come and some people may go, it makes it easier for you to go through it. So those growing pains aren't as painful because
it's
you're
so
understanding.
I'm so loyal. I'm a very loyal person.
Yes, I am too.
And I want to give everybody the benefit of the doubt.
Correct.
But again, back to my body's intelligence, she kept saying, Steph, stop.
Yeah.
You can't do it that way anymore. Cut it out.
Yeah.
And I tried one more time. Cut it out. And then she finally gave me a stomach ache. That did it.
Yeah.
I'm not really into pain. I'm not into literal pain.
Yes, correct. Correct. And that's a great way. It shows up in your body. Like when you're not doing that thing you're supposed to do, your body is going to be like, hey, hello.
Hey, hello.
Remember me? I'm here. Yeah.
Hello.
And it will let you know, like, look, this is not serving us.
Oh.
And it's time for me to let it go.
We did this wonderful conversation. Is there anything that you're burning to tell our audience for them to remember?
Anything that's burning. I would say, in developing your self-confidence, to do the work that it takes in order for you to get there, right? In spite of what someone else may say, what someone else may think, do the work that you think that is best for you in order for you to grow to be the best version of yourself.
And now we know what to do with that someone else.
Yes.
And it's all good. And how can people find you?
Sure, you guys can find me on social media. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at Your Intrinsic Image. And if you would like to get in touch with me so we can do some one-on-one work, my email address is Anika, A-N-I-K-A, at yourintrinsicimage.com.
And find me for the same goodies at Body Awe, BODYAWE, and listen to your body. I'll see you again, yes?
Yes.
Thank you.